In a finish as neck-and-neck as the Kentucky Derby, R&B singer Ruben Studdard pulled out a narrow victory on American Idol in 2003. The man he beat, Clay Aiken, soon had a double platinum pop album. Meanwhile, Studdard released an R&B album and a gospel record, which went gold. Now Ruben Studdard has re-entered the pop fray with his latest disc, The Return. I spoke with him recently in Los Angeles. Ruben, we're sitting here at the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood, and you are here to promote your forthcoming album, which is about to drop. What do you think has changed most for you from the time that you went on as a fledgling contestant to this point in your life?
I think I know a lot more about Ruben Studdard as an artist now than I did before I was on American Idol. I thought before then, because I had been, you know, recording for so long before I was on the show, that I knew as much as I could know about myself. But I learned that, you know, it's an ever revolving circle of learning when you're in this industry. And I have learned, you know, 1,000 times more about my voice, and that's more than one thing I could say is different.
It's growth.
Yes. It's the return. My gospel album for me was just paying tribute to all the people that I grew up. Those songs that I redid on that album were my stars. You know what I'm saying? When I grew up in Alabama, Commission to me were stars. The Winans to me were stars. Like all these people and these songs that I sung, Tremaine Hawkins, all those people were famous to me. So like for me, it was a chance for me to just pay homage to those people that I grew up listening to. And it was pretty easy because I just picked all my favorite records. Everything I just loved singing or listening to as a child, I just sung it and put it on the album. But with The Return, it took me this long because I had to make sure, because like I have like 5 different albums done now, and these 14 songs are just the 14 I feel that fit best with what the times are right now. Like what's hot on the radio, what's the flavor, and I feel like these 14 songs are just flavor.
What's your favorite?
A song on the album? Probably Ain't No Party. It's infectious, like I can't explain it. Like when the beat comes on, it just sounds like a hit. And that's why I love it so much.
Now, what about If Only for One Night? You know, you did, it's a Brenda Russell song. Luther Vandross, of course, did a powerful standard out of that song. Did you ever feel like, oh, Luther is Luther, and I just shouldn't try to do... I mean, even though you have performed his songs, like, did that seem like a mountain to climb
for
you?
Well, as it pertains to If Only for One Night, I really wanted to be a part of that tribute album that they did for him. And for some reason, the song I recorded was left off of the album. And I asked my mom, growing up, was the hugest Luther Vandross fan in the world. And so I just asked her if it was any song that I could record on my album of the ones that Luther did, which one would it be for you? And she said, If Only for One Night.
Let me hold you tight. If only for one night. Let me keep you near. To ease away fears, it would be so nice if only for one night.
And so after my mom said that, I just, you know, basically focused all my energy for a week. Like I had the orchestra in the studio and my band was there, and it was a full-on production for 4 days. And I basically, with the help of 2 other people, you know, had to do everything myself.
Give me a taste of what your life is like these days. Like, you know, obviously you're out here promoting the album, so you're going to be traveling. But say on a day when you're not traveling, What do
I
you
mean,
do?
I mean, just right now, look where you are right now. We're at the Roosevelt Hotel, laying on some comfy couches by the pool. Like, if you would have met me 3 years ago, you'd have been doing this interview at the Holiday Inn. So,
how have your friends reacted to all your success?
They're still cool. Like, I don't, you know, every friend I have has been my friend for years, and you know, they don't really treat me any different at all. Even though sometimes I wish they would, but they don't.
But just like, okay, come on, son, carry my bags.
No, we don't. I don't have any yes men in my group.
Now, health and fitness. I've been trying to, you know, take care of some of my own health and fitness issues.
Right.
You have lost 60 pounds.
All right, 70.
70?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. So what have you been doing?
Just working out and eating right. That's it. Like, it ain't no rocket.
No special top secret.
Nah.
Just willpower.
Yeah.
You know, it just strikes me that what you're living is the American dream.
Right.
That American Idol was named after, in a way.
Right.
That, you know, the dream is that anyone from anywhere can take their talents and make it in this world. Have you always believed that? Do you believe it?
Oh, I do. Like, it's just all in timing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been trying to do this my whole life. You know, I've been in groups and all kind of stuff, shop demos, and nothing really happened until, like, you know, God was ready for it to happen. I would have much rather been at this point in my life when I was 18 than 25. Now I'm kind of glad that I waited so I can kind of be a little more older and sad, and still didn't know as much as I should have, but I'm glad that I had the chance to, you know, go to college and just, you know, experience those type of things, because there's a lot of things that some people that are famous at an early age don't get a chance to experience that I have had a chance to pledge a fraternity, just do play football in college, do things that, you know, I always have more stories.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So if you can imagine 50 years from now.
Right. 78, I will be.
Uh-huh. What do you think you'd be doing then? I know that's a long way away,
but sitting at the Roosevelt like Hugh Hefner or something.
All right, before I let you go, just one last thing about American Idol. Do you stay in touch with anyone from either from your season or other seasons?
Yeah, I talk to a lot, most of the people from my season all the time. Yeah, we talk a lot.
And everything's chill?
Yeah.
They're
Why wouldn't it be?
You know, because it's competition, and some people
Competition for who? We're family. I've stayed with those people for almost a year. I lived in L.A. We were all torn from where we were from and brought out here with no family, no contact with our family other than seeing them on the show occasionally. And, you know, those people are my family. So for people to feel ever that we're ever trying to compete with each other is just totally absurd.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel that you were pitted against each other as
they did. It helped us sell a lot of records. Thank you for pitting us against each other.
Thank you so much,
Pit
Ruben.
Us again, please.
Round two.
I'm going to fight Clay. In the third round, he's going down.
Thanks, Ruben.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. The new album is The Return.
Baby girl, if you're going to move on, that's fine. Before you leave, let me put something on your mind. I never did wrong, girl, I just made a mistake. I learned from my lesson, so now I gotta pay. I understand all that, you leaving and all that. Telling all your girls you hate me and how you ain't coming back. But tell me something.